I'm Tyler.
I'm Shorty.
I'm Ava.
I'm Miles.
I'm Kara.
Yo, this is Reno.
Hello, I'm Brandy.
They call me Pride Slayer.
I'm Bon Bon Manuel.
And we are the Inner Idiot.
Podcast you're about to listen to has crude language, violence, and other things you probably shouldn't let your children listen to. Please enjoy.
I don't know what to do with myself. This is going to be wild. Welcome to the Inner Idiot. I don't know how to do, like, seriously, this is how much I pay attention to the first fucking, like, 40 seconds of this show. Seriously, I don't pay attention to anything you say. Well, now, like, get ready to set the deuce loose or some shit. I don't fucking know.
That one's old.
It is old.
Set the deuce loose fearlessly.
Yeah, set the deuce loose fearlessly. Welcome to our show. Sit back, relax. You know, we're going to touch your inside, something like that. We're going to tug at your heartstrings.
You know, if they
we're ready for your ear holes.
If they sat back and relaxed, it'd probably be a lot easier to touch their insides.
Yeah, we're not going to ask them to kick their legs up, though.
Yeah, okay.
Because that's weird. That's inappropriate. We're not appropriate.
We're not. No, are you going to do the intros?
Let me think. So
you got to start with yourself. That's how this works.
I do? Oh, God. Now we're really fucking up the order of time here. Oh, God. What is my intro? Shit.
Off the cuff. Come on.
I seriously don't pay attention to this.
At all? Yeah, I know, because you barely always clap prematurely.
I know. I'm sorry, man. Just fucking
You think we harmonize here to get again?
It. What is this?
You think we harmonize again like we did?
If I can figure out the fucking intros, we got this. All
right.
I know yours roughly, you know.
Well, you got to start with you, though. That's how this works.
I don't fucking... I'm the Lord that's never bored, the commander of the comic books, petting kitty and grabbing titty since 1991.
And you don't have to ask yourself the year because you already know.
That's right. I'm Shorty Fresh in the flesh. Fuck.
That's right there is where the two claps and Ric Flair.
Oh,
comes in.
Is it?
Yeah, two claps and Ric Flair for Lord Shorty Fresh in the flesh. There it was.
We're getting good at it. You didn't woo.
Yes, they did.
Did
they
you?
Harmonized with us.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
I felt it.
It's because of Kara that I had to look to make sure, like, to see she was disobeying the only rule of this podcast.
Did she ever woo? Did we ever get a single woo out of her?
No. I've heard her woo, like, outside, elsewhere in the world, but she doesn't woo here.
I could have sworn she promised one woo before she quit.
I don't think she ever promised that.
We can say she did.
Then we would be liars. I can't say that with absolute certainty.
I'm pretty sure she did.
Well, I mean, if you can say it, then you can do it.
At some point. I don't know. I haven't talked to her in forever.
I mean, well, I talked to her a couple days ago, I think.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
This is your job to get a woo.
It's my job. I've heard her woo.
But it's not recorded. There's no proof. Do we have any comments? I don't know.
Fuck, I don't think so.
All right. Who's next?
We do got comments.
Somebody's
I don't know why it's not popping up there. That's weird.
I don't know.
All right. So he's bald, he's beautiful, he's brash, he's oftentimes bastardly. He talks slow and he walks slower because that's how he rolls. Two claps and a Ric Flair for MC Tyler Havlin.
Woo! God, I could feel it like just reverberating inside of me. Mm-hmm. It's time for the percolator. It's time for... I don't know what that...
Fuck, dude, I don't know. But it's all that we want. It's our it's our favorite slasher, the Ace of Base. Two claps and a Ric Flair.
Woo! My premature clap. Ryan Glover said FMB.
The premature what?
Ryan Glover said FMB.
What's FMB?
I'll tell you later. You should remember.
I don't.
Oh.
I don't. I have a bad memory. Obviously.
Obviously.
You know, I have a terrible memory. I don't have a plan, Ty. You asked me to fucking come up and run this show. I don't have a plan.
All right. Well, so off air, we were talking about what do you do with your dirty laundry, right?
Yes.
So does your dirty laundry go directly in your basket? Like, where is your dirty laundry basket located?
So I don't have more than two baskets. So typically what happens is I will like, I'll reuse the same towel like two, maybe three times.
Uh-huh.
And then it'll be, you know, fucking, it'll be retired for the week or whatever. And, but I'll use that to carry all the dirty laundry down to the washer. And then I will do my laundry. And then when my clothing basket, typically it's empty by the time I have to do laundry, I will take it downstairs when I have to pull everything out. And then the basket just stays in my bedroom.
Okay. All right.
So, I mean,
so two, three,
it's a system.
Two, three, it sounds like a good system. Mm-hmm. It sounds like you've got this worked out really well.
I've been doing it for several years
now.
The
logistics of this sound on point.
Yeah.
Now, you said you use a towel two or three times.
Mm-hmm.
Ace, have you ever had an issue with using a towel more than once? Like, have you ever thought it was weird?
No.
No? All right. So,
do you?
Well, when I was a child, my mom used to always yell at me and say, hey, you got to use your towels more than once. And I wouldn't do it because those towels touched my private parts.
But so, stay clean.
But they were clean, but I didn't think that way because, you know, little boys are gross for one.
But yeah. Were you gross?
I was pretty gross as a kid. Like,
there's someone.
It's my phone.
Move
for
it.
The comments. It's moved. Oh my God. But yeah, so
appreciate
like,
that.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks, Sarge. Appreciate you. Where was I? I don't even fucking remember now.
You weren't gross.
I was gross.
Oh, there you go.
Bro, like, there was this one kid in the neighborhood, and his last name was King, and everybody called him Booger King, because on the bus, he'd always pick his nose.
Word.
Right? And, you know, the kids would bully him, and I'd, whatever. So, like, on the bus, I wouldn't pick my nose. But, dude, I'm a big nose picker. Like, I'm always digging for gold. Mm-hmm. Like, I have to. Because, like, if I had to describe my nose as a profession, I would say it's a blacksmith. Because it is always making fucking daggers.
Word?
Just fucking stabbing the shit out my nostrils, right? It's a, I was just pick and flick. You gotta give it a little roll. How many times do you roll your boogers before you flick them?
I don't know if I've ever rolled a booger.
Then what do you do with them?
Fucking flick them or wipe them on a tissue.
How do you flick them if you don't roll them? Then they stick to your finger?
You don't got a good enough flick, dog.
Bro, you gotta roll them for maximum velocity.
I'm not looking for distance, aim, or anything of the sort, just out of my vicinity.
All right, but look, say you're at work, right? And you pick your nose. Mm-hmm. And you're probably going to pick your nose multiple times at work, and you flick it. Right?
Sure.
And you're not getting that maximum velocity.
Okay.
Okay. So 12 hours comes and goes, and you're standing there, and you've been picking your nose and flicking your bugs all day. And now you're surrounded by bugs on the floor. If somebody walks up and sees these bugs, just you're in a circle of bugs like it's some kind of fucking nostril fucking ritual, right? You're just surrounded by them like it's a fucking snot sacrifice, okay? They're going to know where those bugs come from. But, hear me out. If you take out the bugs, look, two or three rolls is all it takes, okay? You get it nice and rolled, bam! That motherfucker shoots out like a BB gun in A Christmas Story about to put a motherfucker's eye out, and it's way the fuck over there. You no longer have the snot sacrifice circle around you. You're not making fucking nostril alchemy around you anymore. Okay? Equivalent exchange has gone out the window. Now you can blame the bugs on somebody else.
We can blame it on the Ishvalans.
Yeah, on the Ishvalans. It was Scar.
You're dumb.
No, dude, you gotta get rid of the evidence. Roll and flick.
No, that's why there's a napkin there, dog.
Yeah, so you're just gonna, what?
Flick me.
I don't wanna flick you.
Flick me.
No, not right now. So, yeah, but if you get all your bugs on a napkin, how full does your napkin get?
I don't know, dude. I just go grab a new one whenever the fuck I need to.
That seems inefficient. And all
plus, I'm not picking my nose that much to fucking, like, need it. You said blacksmith, motherfucker. You need to be working as a miner because apparently you're pulling out multiple fucking gemstones and shit.
Stalagmites.
Whatever, dude. Like.
Look, see, dude, just talking about it. I need to pick my nose.
That's fucking weird, dude. Like, I don't need. If I feel the sensation that I in which I need to pick my nose, I will attempt to blow it. Just out. You know, try. Why the fuck was that funny?
So the other day. No, listen. Oh, God. There is an errand booger somewhere in my house right now.
An errand?
Yeah, like an errant booger.
Oh, look, so errant.
Ace is sitting on one couch. I'm sitting on the other one, right? And I feel this fucking, like, dude, King Arthur is up in that motherfucker trying to get the sword out the stone way up in my fucking brain cavity. So, like, I try and pick it, and I get as far, like, I'm, like, knuckle deep in that motherfucker.
One knuckle or two knuckles? Well,
you can no longer see my fingernail. Word. Right? I can't get it. Like, it's fucking up there. So I just a little, you know, to push it out a little bit. Yeah. So it comes out a little bit. I go, and I push that motherfucker right back up. And I didn't snort it out far enough, right? So I say, fuck it. I'm going to leave it be for a minute. Maybe it'll, you know, it'll start to drop.
Maybe gravity will
maybe,
help it out.
Maybe yeah. Puberty will help and it'll drop. Okay. Right? So I'm laying there, and, like, this motherfucker's got to get out of it. Probably 10 minutes have passed, and all I just feel it just fucking stabbing the fuck out of me. I'm like, all right, get this motherfucker out. So, you know, give it the little snorty snort. I try and pick it again, nothing. Blow it a little far, nothing. And it must have, like, made a seal around the inside of my nostril. You know what I mean? Like, it fucking gasketed it itself.
Yeah.
I added a lot of da-da-da's at the end of that for no reason. So, like, I gave it one, pow! And, like, I saw that motherfucker shoot out across the room. Like, shoot across Ace's face.
It hit the couch. I heard it hit the couch. I heard it.
Like, I'm in this motherfucker throwing knives. And I don't know where it went, but it's there somewhere. But that motherfucker flew. Like, you want to talk about velocity? This broke the sound barrier.
You're fucking dumb.
Bro, it came out with so much fierceness. Like, it had been longing to get free its whole life. And I had just unshackled that motherfucker.
Fucking Josh says whenever his nose hair starts growing back, he has to pick his nose 17 times a day.
Yeah.
I do that, like, if I'm sitting there and I scratch, like, if I scratch, like, the bottom of my nose or whatever, and I feel it, like, tug, I'm like, fuck, I got a long nose hair. And I'll sit there, I'll pluck at, dude, and I will fucking sneeze for 10 minutes straight. Okay. And I regret it every time.
Okay, so, two things. I don't sneeze, but first one, Dominique said just blow my nose. Look, sometimes you can't blow your nose because that shit's in there plastered.
Why would we blow your nose and not his nose?
Well, she means instead of picking her nose, she blows her nose.
Sorry. Context matters.
So, like, yeah, blowing it doesn't always get it. Like, I'm surprised it got that one because, like,
I don't know. Most of the time I get blown, I fucking finish.
Yep. All right. And number two, you just made me completely lose. Oh, plugging nose hair. So, do you ever make a game out of plugging your nose hairs?
No.
No. Okay, in one of my last relationships.
Which one?
This is one of them. It was the last
one. I fucking love you, Ace. Go ahead.
I'm sitting at a red light, and I feel my nose hairs. Mm-hmm. So I pluck one, and I wipe it on my other finger. I pluck another one and wipe it. And then the light turned green. So I sat there like this, you know, with my hand to, like, near my chest, holding nose hairs on my index finger as I drove to the next red light. When I get to the next red light, I counted how many nose hairs I got. And I said to myself, I can beat that at the next red light.
You're a fucking idiot.
So while I'm sitting at the first red light, I can't start it the next Christ. Round because I've already took the time to count. So like I need a full red light. Because I don't want to cheat myself on this. So I text my girlfriend at the time, like, hey, I just plucked 5 nose hairs at a red light. That's my record. I'm going to beat it at the next red light. Because you don't want to text and drive. I was at the red light. I was not actively driving.
So you took an extra red light just to text?
No, it was after I counted. And then my brain did what my brain do.
Right.
And I was like,
come up with poop and continue.
I can beat this. All right, so like at this point, I can get rid of the nose hairs. I've got it in message proof how many I got. So I get to the next red light. Bloop, bloop. I only got 4. And I was trying to speed pluck. The first time, I wasn't even trying. I was just plucking. It's like, fuck, I only got 4. So I passed my street to get home. Because I knew there was an extra long red light at the end of that street. So I was going to give myself a fighting chance here.
Mm.
So I get to that and I pluck, pluck, pluck. I got 8. 8, bro. My eyes was watering so bad. So bad. Now, you may ask yourself, how did we get here from talking about dirty laundry?
I don't ask myself these questions anymore.
Well, I just asked myself that.
Yeah. And how did we get here, Ty?
I don't
fucking... What were the directions?
I don't fucking know.
How many left turns, U-turns, and stop signs did we run to get to this moment here?
I don't know, but like it started with, what do you do with your dirty laundry? Where's your basket?
Do you pluck your nose hairs?
I pluck my eyebrows and eyelashes.
Mm. Your eyelashes?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I... do see they just come off.
So did that count as plucking it, or did you just...
No, sometimes they sometimes they just come off. I pluck them though.
This seems like a weird habit, but hey, who am I to call anything weird?
Yeah. I know,
exactly.
Motherfucker taking extra red lights just to fucking pluck nose hairs, you fucking weirdo.
Josh asked if I've ever done the nose hair waxing. Have you seen
how that fucking shit, they go up there, yeah, and they fucking just hold your face. And
no, I ain't with a stick. No.
I seen it done with a plastic thing.
It looked like a leg.
Y'all are retarded.
Yes. No. So, like, that shit seems so brutal. Like, it seems violent.
I don't know why anyone would, like, how aggressive does your nose hair have to be that is a resort that you have come to?
I mean, it has to be pretty bad. Like, do you, it's like sometimes, like, when my mustache starts to grow, do you ever feel your nose hairs tangling up with your mustache hairs? Mine do.
No.
And then I can't differentiate between nose hair and mustache hair. Like, dude, I got some right here. If you
know, Ty, this is why I love our podcast.
Yeah.
Right here. Because I get to learn so many unique things about you. And I learned to myself, I'm not as weird as I previously thought.
I'm glad I can make you feel better about yourself.
Like, I mean, you know, I don't have a lot of self-esteem. Women have done a good job of destroying that for me. And don't get me wrong, I don't do anything to help my own. But, like, you make me feel like I'm doing all right in life. You know what I'm saying?
You make me feel...
like, I just feel better about it. Like, man, just listen to this dumb motherfucker go on about stupid shit. I just feel better.
You never do nothing dumb that you're like, I can't tell anybody I've ever done that.
Oh, no, I do dumb shit. No. Now, see, that exact thought doesn't cross my mind. But me doing dumb shit happens all the time.
I do dumb shit, and I think to myself, I should probably never tell anybody I did that.
And then you sit in that chair and begin to tell me everything.
But then I get here and it's like, you know what? This one time I was at a red light. And this other time I fucking shot a snot rocket at my child. Dude, I could have put an eye out, man. Dude, it was Red Rider, like, the velocity. When you heard a smack.
I mean, I've done that, like, fucking when I get home from work or whatever, I'll sit there, like, I'll blow my nose or whatever. I usually blow my nose, like, right after work when I'm sitting there getting cleaned up at work. Take a paper towel and just blow my nose as hard as I fucking can. And then I'll get home and I'll be sitting there like, oh, fuck, there's one stuck in there. And I'll grab it and I'll flick that motherfucker.
Just, and you just hear the thunk?
Yeah, and I'll fuck, thunk. Like, that motherfucker had metal in it. Like, it was there.
All right, one quick thought before we go to break. When you're in your car, do you ever pick your nose? Mm-mm. Dude, I'm so bad about... And I must just have a thing with red lights. Because I'll pick my nose at a red light if I feel a fucking dagger up in that
I think because of the social stigma, I don't pick my nose anywhere in public. Like, I'm only at home or in the bathroom.
If I know a motherfucker, I'll pick my... I don't give a fuck. I'll pick it. I'm not going to pick it on here or on the live. I probably have.
Because you don't know them.
But
you know I'm some. Thinking
about it, but I'm sure they've probably seen me pick my nose.
Sure.
I know how we got here. I remember now. Holy shit. I was talking about being a gross kid, towels, wipe it like you done dried your butt. I'm not gonna put it on my face. So there was this other kid in the neighborhood, his last name was King, and he was the Booger King. Ha ha! Full circle. We're gonna take a pause.
You ever been sitting taking a shit?
And we're back. Welcome to this shit show of a show. Fucking, we're sitting here talking about being gross and Tyler's fucking bad red light habits. These aren't red light districts. These are red light habits.
Bro, I do all the dumb shit in my car. You see, this is what happens when you lead the show. Is I fucking think of more shit to say.
That's perfect. That's good. That's good. Now, you were sitting here like... worried about being the only one that does gross shit.
Uh-huh.
Well, you ever be in the shower, fucking just, you know, scrubbing up or whatever, and you feel like a hair in your butt cheeks and shit, and you end up pulling it, and it comes fucking out your ass like a fucking clown's ribbon? You know what I'm talking about?
That's called ingrown hairs, bro.
Dude, that comes out my asshole.
Oh, wait, from your head and falls down there?
I guess, but it feels like it's coming out my asshole.
I thought that happened to everyone with
hair. Fucking.
That's never happened to me.
Of course not. You're fucking bald.
I've always been bald. Do your butt hairs ever tangle together?
No. I mean, yes. There are times I've been concerned about it.
Like you go to wash your ass, right?
Oh, and you fucking tug on it?
And you, like, as you swipe up, you feel them rip because they're fucking, like, tied in little fucking knots, knots and shit. You're like, how does that happen? I couldn't make that good of a knot if I tried. But my butt cheeks are just back there fucking Popeye the Sailor, man. I'll tie this knot in your pants type shit. You know what I mean? It's crazy.
Yeah. Nah, dude, it's fucking worst.
This is the worst.
Like, I have never told anybody about that. Like,
what?
Seriously, I've never said that to anybody in my life.
That's not the hairs that I find on the wall, is it?
No.
Okay.
That's my hair from my head.
Okay. Look, have you ever lived with a woman, Shorty?
Yes.
Did you get the shower hairs?
Mm-hmm.
On the wall, it's crazy, man. All that hair wasted.
I would, yes.
I rip my hair out and well, you probably it falls do it too.
No, I try not to get it on the walls and stuff like that. But I used to, like, me and my ex-girlfriend used to play a game where, like, we would play, like, we would try to play tic-tac-toe or whatever. And it only started because I did it. And, like, I go in, like, I would get home from work. And then I would let her take a shower, and then I would get in a shower before I would go to bed. And what would happen is I'd get in the shower, and there would be a bunch of, you know, she had red hair. So you would see all the red hair and whatnot on the fucking wall or whatever. So I got bored, and I put it up, and I made it into an X. And then, like, whenever I wash my hair, like, I have a lot that comes out. So I put it up there, and I made a little O. And
must be a nice problem to have.
Yeah. And but, like, the tiles were perfect squares in our bathroom. So I did that or whatever. That night, she gets home from work, and I'm up, and I'm making myself something to eat. And she's like,
it's your turn.
She says something. This is the next morning. She gets out of the shower. I'm sitting at my computer desk. And she says,
did you like draw with the hair in the shower? And I started giggling to myself. I was like, yeah. And she goes, why? I said, I was bored. I was like, did you wipe it off? She goes, well, no, not yet. You know, I'll clean the shower, you know, Saturday or whatever. I said, okay. So I get in the shower. There's more hair. So I just put it up and like I started playing the game. The next day, she was like, you're an idiot. And I was like, that's a rude thing to say to somebody. I'm like, why am I an idiot? You're the one standing there in a towel right now. And she was like, are you playing tic-tac-toe with our hair? I was like, yes. And you know what? Keep that attitude up. You're going to lose. And she was like, you're dumb. And then she actually started playing.
That's great.
Dude, I was like, this is the best game I've ever invented.
Now, did you keep it to the traditional tic-tac-toe board? Or since there were so many squares, did you connect four style?
No, we just did traditional tic-tac-toe. We limited it to 3x3.
Is she any good at tic-tac-toe?
We almost every time we ended in a draw.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. Sometimes I'd let her win. Sometimes, you know, she'd goof up and I'd win.
You know, as much hair as you got, you could have got real creative and you could have made chess pieces.
It would have been too hard to discern.
Or you could have done checkers.
We could have done checkers. You're right. We couldn't have done chess. It would have been too hard to discern the pieces.
I guess it would have been hard to move chess pieces, but it'd be much easier to move checker pieces.
Yeah, especially the knight. You got to pick him up.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Fun shower games. What other disgusting shit do you do?
God.
Do you do the traditional man stuff?
Do you scratch my balls in my butt?
Do you do the lift and whiff?
The lift and whiff?
Yeah, the lift and whiff. Sometimes you got to check yourself. You know
your
what I'm
armpits,
saying?
Your armpits, everyone does
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah.
That's not a man thing.
Yeah, but it's a man thing to not care who's around when we do it.
That is true.
I've never seen you do it, but I'm sure you do it. I mean, I've seen you do it like we're getting ready to go somewhere. You're like, okay, I'm good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I...
Now, how coy do you get with it? Like, have you been like, are you just straight like, smells like BO? Or do you like...
I don't fake it. I just.
Yeah.
Just a quick sniff is all I need.
Nah, it depends on where I'm at and what I'm doing. Like, in all seriousness, like if I'm at work,
I don't think about it though. It's like one of those. It's like breathing. You know what I'm saying?
No.
It's like
breathing is, you know, involuntary.
Yeah. So that's become an involuntary thing for me. Unfortunately, I just, you know.
How often do you do that?
At least 3 or 4 times a day.
Really?
Yeah, like I...
Do you not trust your deodorant that much?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, especially when it starts to get hot. You know,
true.
People get musty.
I keep an extra stick of deodorant in my box at work.
I do not. But, so I'll be at work, and I know if I'm like if people are starting to, you know, get close to me, I'll check it real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even think about it. And they can all see me, I'm sure, do it. Mm-hmm. Or, like, if I'm talking to one of my homies at work, if I'm standing close to somebody as well, I typically, or, like, if they're walking towards me, I'll do it real quick.
I don't necessarily think that's gross. I think that's courteous.
It might be courteous, but I should know what I smell like more often than having to check, I guess. Is what
How are you going to know what you smell like
if I don't
unless
smell
you
myself.
Don't smell yourself?
See, that's a good point. At least you make me feel better about some stuff.
That's fine. Yeah, no, that's... That's an okay habit to have. And women typically do it on the sly. And most grown women I know, if they have a purse, they have a stick of deodorant in it. Like, that's standard practice. All
right. And we already know that your pick and flick game is really weak.
You don't know that.
Dude, I guarantee you, we can have a flick off right now, dude. I'm going to dust you.
I don't feel any in the fucking cave, dog.
I'm sure I got plenty.
Yeah, you sit there wailing your nose like a fucking rabbit smelling a carrot.
Ace, do you roll when you flick?
Depends.
Like?
Depends.
On the kind of boogie.
All right. If you got a sharp one, what are you doing with it?
Roll it if I can.
Okay. So, okay, hold on, pause. Let's back up just a second here.
Okay.
Do you attempt to roll them every time?
No.
No? Okay. Continue, Ty. It's your witness.
All right, it's my witness. So what do you do with the runny ones?
The runny ones?
I put it on a tissue.
What if you don't have a tissue on hand?
I go find a tissue.
So you just carrying around a booger?
Yeah.
You gotta do what you gotta
do.
You
like... hide it in your, like, this.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you now. Here's what my dude, and if she hears this, she's going to be pissed at me. My sister, I have watched, that woman picks her nose. It must just be us thing.
Finger all the way up there, like, she, in her brain.
She, get that motherfucker. But, like, she doesn't just...
Well, I mean, your sister also doesn't have big fingers, so...
She will take that motherfucker out, and she don't just... See, like me, she'll
inspect it.
Yeah, she'll inspect it every time. She's writing a case study on that motherfucker, right? Word. Like, she's doing... It's forensic science that she's doing on her fucking snots.
I had a guy I used to work with that did that.
But me, ew, that's so gross. But me, like, only time I'll look at it is if, like, I had to put in a lot of effort to get that motherfucker out. Or if it felt, like, huge, I'll look at it. But usually it's just disappointing because it's never as big as it feels. But she'll roll it. She'll examine it. She'll examine it before she rolls it. Then she'll roll it. And let me tell you what. This bitch don't even flick that motherfucker. She just... right there on the floor... just drop that motherfucker. She got motherfuckers walking around her house barefoot. She just over here dropping fucking booger mines. Mucus mines.
Yeah.
Just.
You're.
Another reason why I don't walk around anywhere without shoes on.
Fair enough. I always got my slippers on most of the time.
I also always have my kitty slippies on.
Yeah. Kitty slippies? Yeah.
Kibby slippies.
Kibby?
Kibby.
What is Kibby?
Kitties.
Kitty.
Oh, got it. Noted. Cool beans. You're just saying it, Goofy. Got it. Noted.
Alright, so we've talked about the lift and whiff. The pick and flick. Do you ever do the scratch and sniff?
No.
You can't tell me you've never had to be like, you know, what does...
Not to my knowledge. I cannot readily say it, but it is something that I, like, avoid doing. Because, like, especially working where I do and I'm sweating as much as I do, fuck no. Like, even when I'm here and I haven't done shit, like, I haven't done shit all day right now.
It has come to light that women are worse about this than men.
Oh, 100%.
Do you do the scratch and sniff? Like, you scratch your butt or your...
No.
Good, don't. I do it sometimes, but, you know, don't do it. It's gross. What else is there? So we got... Let's review. I don't know what other, like, the main ones were. I made a list one time. It was a top five that I did.
That obviously got shut the fuck down.
And it was the top five things men should stop doing. And it was back when I was the only one doing the top five.
God damn, that was the first, like, what, 20 episodes?
Maybe? Yeah, I think we didn't start all doing the top fives until Ava had joined the show.
No.
Yep.
Really?
Yep. And it wasn't even the first Ava episode. I don't think y'all joined in on top fives until we did Mississippi is the worst. And for those of you that don't know, Mississippi is the, like, the worst state ever.
That's a gross thing I've done, has been to Mississippi.
Have you?
Yeah. Sadly, I gotta go back.
Why?
I gotta get a tattoo.
Oh. Why'd you go in the first place? Willingly?
My aunt used to live there.
Was your aunt worth it to go see?
I mean, yeah, I like my aunt.
Yeah, but it's Mississippi. Like, if anybody I love ever moves
to Mississippi... To be fair, we flew into Mississippi and drove into Louisiana.
Okay, all right, that makes it a little better. So you were only in Mississippi by proxy.
Sure.
All right.
Yeah. Just like I've only been to Vegas by proxy, so...
We need to go to Vegas.
For what?
To have fun? All the fun?
I have fun here.
I know, but you don't want to go to Vegas to see shows? You're not a gambler.
Yeah. No, I have a gambling problem. That's not a joke.
That you lose.
Yes. Yeah. And I have a bad habit of... I don't know when to stop.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
No, that's genuine shit. Like, we went to the casino one time and I had like $40 and I split it with, she wasn't my girlfriend yet, but it was like, we were there on a date and we were down at Boogie Nights and we go upstairs to the casino or whatever. She's like, oh, I've never actually been to the casino. I was like, oh, come on, you know? So I had $40 in my wallet. I gave her $20 and I
got $40 in my pocket. Sorry.
So we go there, and I did mediocre at first and then terrible. And I was like,
what'd you play?
I don't remember. And then I got pissed off about it, went over to the ATM, got out $50 or $100, and fucking lost it all. And I was on my way back to the ATM, and she's like, I'm ready to go. And I was like, okay. And I just left. Had it not been for her, I would have lost more. But I was like, I was ready to do it. Like, I was in the mindset, like, fuck that, I'm not leaving, like, you know. And, like, we went back, I don't know, 2 years later, me, her, and a bunch of friends, and damn near the same exact thing happened. And she caught me. She goes, would you fucking stop? Because I lost probably $250. And she's like, you need to stop. I was like, what? She goes, how much, like, how much have you lost? I told her. She was like, no, you're done. Give me your wallet. I was like, okay. I didn't even fight it. And then, like, we get in the car. She gives me my wallet back. And she's like, yeah, you got a fucking problem. I was like, yeah, I'm done. So I'm never gambling again. So now I don't.
I'm a very responsible gambler. I take X amount of dollars, and that's it.
Yeah. My brain would tell me to do that, but I didn't.
That's what I do. I leave my wallet in the car, so all I can have is what I have on me. Oh. I take my ID and the cash I'm taking in. That's it.
Yeah. No, I just avoid it like it's plague.
Now, granted, I usually win because I'm good with numbers and I understand how betting works. But, like, I'll take in $100, right?
Sure.
And once I hit 200, 100 of that goes back in my pocket and stays there. Sure, doesn't leave.
That way you're even. Yep.
Now, if I make it to another 100, that goes into my pocket.
Right.
Now, usually I'll take in 100, I'll walk out with 300. That's where I...
Done. It's a good night, yeah.
Yeah.
$200 for a couple hours? Fuck
yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I do. All right, well, I think that's all we got for today. So, in the meantime...
In the betweens time.
Remember... Great minds think alike, but idiots rarely disagree. Cue the music.
We out. This was my show.
Oh.